Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, where we discuss all things money because whether or not we like it, money matters. I'm your host, Maya Fisher-French, and today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite projects of the year, and that is the Money Makeover Challenge. And this is a money challenge I've been running with City Press and ABSA for 7 years now. We take six people, we pair them each with a ABSA financial advisor, and then we put them through a money boot camp for 6 months. And what I can tell you, I think it's safe to say actually after 7 years, that this challenge is absolute proof that you can turn your financial situation around in just 6 months, but it requires commitment. And today we're speaking to our winner for 2023. And before I introduce Johan and his ABSA advisor, Takalani, I want to tell you a little bit about Johan's entry. So we get loads of entries, which a team at City Press and ABSA go through with me. We sit together, and in front of us, we have this application from Johan. Now, Johan, who is visually impaired, has 7 years left to go to retirement. And like so many people his age, he doesn't have enough save for retirement, and he had significant debt. And we sat there as a team, and we debated whether to include him, because we could not come up with a repayment plan that would see him debt-free by retirement. And the only option really was debt review, because debt review would allow us to negotiate for an interest rate reduction, which meant that he could pay off the capital much faster. But we were not sure whether Johan was prepared to go this route. So Johan, welcome, and to Takalani, welcome to the Money Makeover podcast.
Thank you so much, Maya. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, at least I'm much more comfortable now with the whole idea that than approximately 5 to 6 months ago.
Well, and Takalani, welcome to you. And Johan, I kind of set up a little bit about, you know, us as a team sitting there and saying, listen, he's going to go into debt review. And you and I had a few conversations about this. And understandably, you were not comfortable about going into debt review in public. How did you feel, and what changed your mind?
I think there's an unnecessary negative perception around debt review. Not always without reason, especially if you're a business owner and you have customers, for instance, owing you a huge amount of money, and suddenly they go on a debt review. It can have, obviously, financial implications for you. So I guess from that perspective, I was a bit uncomfortable with the whole idea. And the fact that I'm very much in the public view, I thought, I wasn't sure how people will react to it. But once I realized what the benefits were and why it was actually necessary, taking all factors into account, the fact that I'm retiring in just under 7 years, and looking at all those things, looking at the bigger picture, I realized that there is really nothing else that would work better than this particular plan.
And it was amazing to me. I mean, I didn't even expect this when we used Meerkat to do your debt review. And your monthly repayments dropped by 45%. And I think that's what we needed to happen to get this done.
That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, that was what also convinced me that nothing else can give you this particular plan. Nothing else is going to work that well. Mm. So that was my final push towards just doing it. And also to just put myself and Mignon, my wife, in a much better space, and having less financial stress at the end of the day. Mm. So make the hard decisions now and reap the fruit later. So that is what motivated me to go for this option.
A brave decision, but a very wise one. And Johan, you know, now that you're down 6 months, And you can now reflect perhaps on your financial past before you entered Money Makeover. How did you get to the point of accumulating this debt? What behaviors do you think led to it?
The biggest mistake I most likely made was to keep on borrowing against my home loan. And it looked like an easy way out because it's the interest rate is much better than on credit cards, and not just necessarily buying all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff, but you would, for instance, decide that you want to install an air conditioner in the house somewhere, and then you know you don't have the cash, but if you take it from your home loan, you can still do it what looks like a cash transaction, and then your interest is not going to be that bad, and you're going to immediately have the benefit of it. And then on top of that, having 3 kids in the house at that point in time, all in high school, then it's all the school activities and sport club activities and sports camps and these things. And again, you as a parent sometimes know that the child should probably not go on this trip or not go on this, but you also don't want to put them in a situation where they don't get the opportunity to take part in certain things. And then it was just an easy way. Looking back now, I know it was wrong, but it was just it just looked like an easy way to take more money out of the home loan, pay for the trip, and so on and so on. So it was a combination of many different things. It wasn't about buying property. It wasn't about buying cars and stuff like that. It was all these little things that just add up to huge amounts of debt at the end of the day.
Takalani, I mean, that's that you must see that a lot. And I love what Johan said. It wasn't one big thing, it's all the little things that just add up.
Exactly, because we get a lot of those where you find a person feel like, okay, fine, because I made a payment, I can still use it again. So it never ends. So you don't get to plan because you feel like revolving credit all the time, that's the way out. So we get that a lot.
We see certainly on Money Makeover, we see a lot of people in that situation, especially with credit cards, where they just don't, they say, I don't know how it went from 60 to 100,000 just suddenly. But Chakalani, when you first met Johan, how did you feel when you saw his financial situation, that you were now paired, you were now his financial advisor, and you were the one who's going to have to get him through the next 6 months?
Yeah, so at first I was like, wow, okay, where am I gonna begin with this huge debt? So when I first Johan, the good thing is that I was wondering what kind of a person is he? Like, does he have a positive attitude? Like, is he really keen in changing his financial affairs? So the good thing with Johan, he was.
And that ability to change his mindset. So I'm so interested that you brought that up, Takalani, because that was one of the things when we sat as a team and we were debating whether or not to accept Johan onto Money Makeover was whether he would change his mindset. We're thinking, this requires a very big change in attitude about spending. Johan, we didn't know how determined you were. We learned very quickly because, boy, you worked so hard.
Honestly.
I mean, he worked so hard over the 6 months. But share with us, Johan, how you feel you've changed.
This has actually changed my life in many different ways. The one thing about me is that whenever I make a commitment to whatever, whether it's to changing a way of thinking, like in this particular case, or whether it's a commitment in a relationship, or whether it's a commitment at the workplace, I either do 100% or I do nothing at all. There's nothing in between. So once I make the commitment, I will never back down, and I will never halfway through the process change my mind and say maybe I shouldn't have started this. If I start fairly recently, I did the 16-month management course part-time, and it was way harder than I thought it would be, not in terms of the content of the course, but in terms of the hours it required on top of working full time. And I ended up working between 12 and 16 hours a day constantly, 6 days a week at least, in order to make a success of the studies and still keep all my work up to date. But again, because I made the commitment, because I told my management, this is what I want to do, I will do this. And I just thought to myself, this is not going to last forever. If it means for 16 months sleeping significantly less, then that's how it is. And at the end of the day, I passed my course with eight distinctions in all eight modules,
Wow,
because I worked that hard. But
congratulations.
so that's a general thing with me. Like I said, once I make a commitment, there's no going back. And I don't second guess myself, and I don't say maybe I should have done something else. If I commit, I commit 100%.
And what's going to stop you going back into debt again? I mean, apart from the fact you can't because you're in debt review.
Yeah. No, look, even when this process is done in approximately 4.5 years now, there's just no way I will make the same mistakes ever again. I've learned an enormous amount of better principles, better ways to do things. I will definitely not make the same mistakes again. They can offer me any amount of credit card from any amount of institutions, and I simply wouldn't be interested.
Well, the good
So,
news is, you'll be retired by the time you, because you'll finish debt review just before retirement, and banks don't like retired people. They don't like lending to
yeah.
you. So you're probably safe.
Well, technically, I will be like, yeah, still 2.5 years away from retirement or so. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, I just wouldn't go the same route ever again. So, and I'm very fortunate that my house is fully paid down and my car is fully paid down. So at least it allows me now to focus 100% again on getting rid of debt, and I know it will work well, because in 6 months' time, even I was astonished when we had to do the final budget, and I realized how much change we have made already. It was incredible, and it actually motivated me to say, well, if you can achieve this much in 6 months, then surely over the next 4.5 years, you can achieve literally five times that again. And yeah, so I'm 100% in. So
Well, I want to go over just now what you achieved in 6 months because it actually was quite staggering, which is why, of course, you're the winner for 2023. But before I go there, Takalani, I want to ask you, you now we brought you this chap and we said to you, okay, look, obviously the debt review process was done outside of your ambit, so you knew what that would be. But how did you go about dealing with the budget, the insurances, his retirement, all the parts to make sure that he moved forward over the next 6 months?
So we had to start like take baby steps with Johan because you look at his everything that he was committed to and try to cut all the things which were unwanted, like things that doesn't add value to his pocket. So I'm super proud of Johan because in the past 6 months, this is what he has achieved. He managed to reduce his debt of by over 85,000, which is amazing. And then the household deficit went from 1,183 has got a surplus of 4,176. And then again, he increased his company pension by 5%, which is great. And then the highlight for me is that we managed to built an emergency pocket for him, which has now 42,000, and he also end up in his retirement nest 3,000 per month. So that is amazing. I'm super proud of Johan, honestly.
I mean, incredible to think that. Incredible to think that in 6 months, I mean, that is so much change, shift in terms of paying off debt, about 85,000 rand. And I know Johan, you and your wife Nyong, you put together a household budget before you kind of had it separate. You had one bank account, but now you separated the bank accounts, but then you started to look at a household budget, and you looked at insurances. I think that was a big saving, consolidating insurances. So Johan, kind of talk me through a little bit about about the day-to-day spending and where you found those extra rands, well, not extra, quite a lot of extra rand.
I just realized that one can't just say, okay, I changed my mind on, for instance, not going into any new debt, but then you keep on doing all the old, not so good habits. So I realized from day one that, that one of the things that, that need to happen is get rid of all non-essential debit orders. Unfortunately, over the years, one can easily fall into this trap of sometimes you're really busy at work and somebody would just call and say, oh, I've got this and this product and it's only 150 Rand a month. And it sounds okay and it sounds fairly harmless. And you say, yeah, okay, it's fine. I'll commit to that. And then you completely forget about it almost instantly. And then 6 months later, the same thing happened. And over a period of years, you accumulate all these, again, little amounts, 150 here, 120 there, 110 there, 50 Rand here, 80 Rand there. But when you add these things up, you realize that there's quite a bit of money just disappearing out of your account every month. And you don't actually have any benefits whatsoever ever that you could actually show to somebody and say, oh, this is what I get for what I've spent here. And then, of course, I think the big one was the DSTV that I decided could just as well completely go without that. And that was a huge saving. That is like 13,000 a year. So that to me was just a no-brainer. I just had to stop that immediately. And now 6 months down the line, I can honestly say that I haven't missed it one day. It really made no difference to my life in any negative. It had no negative impact whatsoever. So I'm so glad that I did these changes as well. And then of course be very careful with things like Take a Lot and your Uber Eats and so on. It's just a bit too convenient, but also a bit dangerous as well. So now I really look at things and ask myself, is it really, really necessary or is it just a nice to have? And if it's a nice to have, then you just forget about it. You just don't go that route. Mm-hmm. So this will be part of my commitment, not just for the next 4.5 years, but probably for the rest of my life. I'm just looking at money and spending money totally different now after this amazing experience I had and everything I've learned from the APSA City Press Money Makeover. It was just amazing.
Well, Johan, you were amazing. Takalani, you were incredible. The two of you worked so well together. And I want to say thank you to both of you for letting me be a part of the journey, because I've enjoyed so much being part of this and being able to share this incredible journey with you. So thank you to both of you. And once again, Johan, congratulations for being the winner of the 2023 Money Makeover Challenge.
Thank you so much. It was really amazing. And I will always fondly look back on this experience.
Thank you.